Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, July the 28th, 2023, 16 and a half minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan here on this Friday morning. Matt, how you doing?
Good. How's it going, Scott?
Well, it's another Friday, and we've got tickets. Look at that wad of tickets we've got there for Third Eye Blind, which will be at the Ohio State Fair tonight. And then tomorrow night, I believe, is Keith Sweat. And then Sunday is, I believe, Young Gravy. Do you know him?
Young Gravy?
Yeah.
Bro, my friends tell me I look like Young Gravy.
Oh, well, I've seen Young Gravy. I looked at the picture this morning. What is Young Gravy? Is that music?
He's a rapper.
All right, well, I'll be there for that. And Monday is Casting Crowns, which is, I believe, religious rock, something like that?
No clue.
I believe so. See, but I know Casting Crowns, you know Young Gravy. So we've got a lot of tickets here we want to give away before 1 o'clock today, so stick with us. We're playing Family Feud. So far, we've got entrance into the competition, and Matthew, you have the next trivia question. And we'll be on tonight, by the way, 8:15 to 10 p.m., Sean Kraft, Matt, and I believe somebody else. Carrington is still at Disney, so I think we'll have a fourth person tonight, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. All right. What's the next topic?
The topic is things associated with goldfish.
Things associated with goldfish. All right. 740-383-9944. Now, how many are there in this category?
There are four answers.
Four answers. Things associated with goldfish. That's all you need to know, really.
Yeah.
Four.
Pretty simple.
Only four chances to get in this competition here. Things associated with goldfish. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, we're going to be doing the drawing for these tickets as the morning progresses. We'll be on through 1 o'clock this afternoon. All right. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say an aquarium.
Yep. A tank is number one.
Tank is number one. All right. Tank number one on the list. Things associated with goldfish. 740-383-9944. A tank is number one. What's what?
Bro, Miranda sent me a message and told me that I do look like Young Gravy.
Miranda's listening. Yes, she was listening this morning over here. She said you look like Young Gravy.
Yep.
I don't know. Hold on. Where's the picture of Young Gravy? We just put it up this morning. There it is. That's Young Gravy.
Yeah, that is Young Gravy.
That's you?
Apparently.
You see, I don't know. I don't think you look like Young Gravy. Do you?
Maybe
you do. I don't know.
I think we're both just tall, lanky, with curly hair.
Is that what it is? It's the hair. Young Gravy hair. Go ahead, caller.
A fishbowl.
Fishbowl.
That was the first one.
We already got fishbowl.
Oh, dang it. Okay.
Keep thinking.
Okay.
All right. Keep thinking. Fishbowl.
Interesting.
Well, they should all be lining up if you look like Young Gravy. do you get a lot of that Young Gravy castaway crowd?
I've had a lot of people tell me I look like Young Gravy.
I don't even know. People are even saying Young Gravy is funny to me. I can't even get to what that means.
I gotta meet Young Gravy at some point just so I can take a picture with him so I can just ask people if they can see the difference.
Well, Sunday night he'll be at the Ohio State Fair. I'm sure that'll be drawing him in. 740-383-9944. The category is things associated with a goldfish.
Yep, things associated with goldfish.
Things associated with a goldfish. What does Young Gravy sing?
He sings rap music.
I mean, but what, like, is there a hit song or something? Go ahead, caller.
I'll say water.
Water.
Sorry, no water on the list.
No water on the list.
Okay.
No water on the list here today. Things associated with goldfish. So far, the only answer we have is tank. We need other things associated with goldfish. 740-383-9944. And again, tickets to Third Eye Blind, Casting Crowns, Young Gravy, Keith Sweat, all kinds of things going on this weekend at the Ohio State Fair, and you could be going too.
I'm gonna have to go to that Young Gravy concert.
I don't even understand. So what's that? What's one of his songs?
Okay, so I'm on Spotify right now. His five most popular songs are Betty.
Betty?
C'est la vie.
C'est la vie.
You need Jesus.
You need Jesus.
Goodness gracious.
Goodness gracious.
And Oops.
Oops.
Those are the top five.
And these are rap songs.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Run, Don't Walk to Young Gravy. You know, I just don't know. I would think the bigger draws would be Third Eye Blind. I would think...
Third Eye Blind, is that rock?
A big rock group.
Yeah,
big,
I'm
popular.
Pretty sure, I'm pretty sure I know a couple of their songs.
Third Eye Blind was big, and Keith Sweat, I think, was big at one point in the R&B crowd, R&B community. And I think that Casting Crowns is big in the religious group. Religious rock. A lot of people like that nowadays.
The Ohio State Fair is... I've never been. I should probably end up going. I know so many people who have gone, and they say it's amazing every year.
It's very diverse. It's a diverse group at the fair this year. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I'm trying to think outside of the box, so I'm going to say Crackers.
Crackers.
Yes, Crackers is number four.
Oh, yay!
You got it. Thank you.
Yep.
Crackers. She thought outside the box, so she got Crackers.
Indeed.
Things associated with goldfish. Crackers and a tank is what we got so far, but we got two other answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Pastor Craig coming up next here, 11:15 a.m. to 12 p.m. And then we'll all be back for the Exchange Club, 12:15 to 1. And we've got a top 10 list today.
Who was it made by?
Bob in Columbus.
Nice.
So we're looking.
He makes some good top 10 lists.
And we've got one for tonight, and they're both very, very funny. You know, it's hard to say they're very funny until they're given.
I enjoy the top 10 list every time.
I think people tune in for the top 10 list. They wait. They just cannot wait for the top 10 list to come about.
I mean, I don't blame them. I can't wait for the top 10 list.
It's popular. And the show itself is very, very popular. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things associated with goldfish. And again, if you don't want to win the tickets, you can still play along this morning. We're not going to force the tickets on you. We're not going to come to your house and knock down your door and give you tickets. Just, you know, if you want them, you can have them. If you don't, you don't have to. 740-383-9944. Things associated with goldfish. Two answers left. We've got Crackers, and we've got the tank. And you can enter as many times as you like. 740-383-9944. So that is where we are today on this very hot Friday. Very, very warm Friday.
So I didn't add it to the list, but I thought about adding Dory.
Dory.
Yep.
You know, I had a fish named Dory once when that movie came out, Finding Nemo.
Before or after the movie came out?
I believe it was after, because somebody named the fish for me. They gave me the fish. They bought the tank. They bought the fish. I don't know what that was. It was... apparently, they thought I needed a fish.
I like fish.
Too much upkeep.
That is true.
Dory was a lot of upkeep, because it was not one of those filtered tanks. And it was just too much.
Same thing with turtles. I used to have turtles. It was a lot to keep up with the turtles.
I can imagine.
Turtles were cool, though.
You got rid of the turtles.
I did.
Oh, that is a shame.
Well, two of them died, and then the third one I just kind of let go. Because I was like, apparently...
Freed it. Yeah, you freed the turtle.
I was like, apparently I'm killing them, so...
Things associated with goldfish is where we are here. Things associated with goldfish. We've got crackers...
And we've got the tank.
And we've got the tank, but there are still two to go. 740-383-9944. This is where we are. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
You know what? I love gravy to eat and everything, and you say you kind of look like gravy, but I think you're an awful good-looking young man. And whatever the word gravy identifies the singer, why, you're right in there with the top group. And, Scott, isn't it amazing? Your age and his age, and he's telling you what's going on in the Young situation. I told you that's the team that you want to stay with.
That's exactly right. Somebody's got to keep me up to date on these things.
Matt, you know what about fish? I heard you like to fish and hunt, and I like to fish, but the goldfish, that would be hard for us to play, wouldn't it, Matt?
Yeah, it'd be pretty hard, yeah.
Okay, buddy, hang in there. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, apparently you've got to keep the old people informed on what's going on, because we're just out of touch. I don't know anything about Young Gravy. Matter of fact, I don't like gravy in general. I don't want anything to do with gravy. Go ahead, caller. Hello?
Yeah, so I was going to say koi.
Well, we didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Koi.
Kois.
No kois.
Yep.
No kois. Keep playing. No kois on the list. Boy, I'll tell you, this is a category. Name something associated with goldfish. 740-383-9944. And man, we've got the tickets today. We're like Ticketmaster here today at WGH. Go ahead, caller.
How about fish food?
Fish food.
No fish food on the list.
No fish food on the list. All
okay,
right.
Which ones have you got? I had a call and I didn't get a hear if you've got any.
Run it down again, Matt. Or Young Gravy. However you want to be referred to. What about Old Gravy? We'll call you Old Gravy.
Call me
Old
Gravy.
Well, you're not really old, so there's a whole trouble.
Well, don't call me that.
Sausage Gravy. Go ahead.
Things associated with goldfish is the topic, and so far we have fishbowl and crackers. Fishbowl / tank and crackers.
Fishbowl and crackers.
Okay.
All right. Hey, that could be a band. Fishbowl and crackers Tuesday at the Ohio State Fair. All right, 740-383-9944. Third Eye Blind tickets, Casting Crowns, Young Gravy, and what's the other? Keith Sweat tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair. 740-383-9944. 28 minutes past the hour here. Things associated with goldfish. I can't believe this Young Gravy is really a thing.
Yeah.
That's fascinating to me.
I think... on Spotify, he keeps track of monthly listeners, so I think he has around 4 or 5 million monthly listeners.
Wow. Is that good?
I mean, it's okay. I mean, there's obviously people who are bigger than that, but there's also a lot of people who are a lot smaller than that.
Where did he come from?
Young Gravy?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I'm not going to lie.
Flour and grease? Just flour and grease. Go ahead. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Matt?
Yeah.
Things is what they're saying related with goldfish. Well, my wife always had them ever since we've been married, but not up till now, or for quite a while. But things in the bowl for them to swim in and out of, whatever you may call those.
No accessories on the list.
Oh, I got you, buddy. Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course.
No accessories on the list. So, but there are two more things.
There are two more things.
Things associated with goldfish. This is the category, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things associated with goldfish. Again, you can enter as many times as you like if you can get the right answers. The right answers are hard to come by, though, here this morning on WGH Talk. All right, go ahead, caller.
I'll say they swim.
Swimming is number two.
Swimming's number two. We got it. All right, swimming number two, tank and crackers.
Yep.
So one answer left to go. Things associated with goldfish.
Number three.
29 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we'll be giving away tickets later on this morning here on this station to the Ohio State Fair. Entertainment passes, which, by the way, do get you in the door. General admission as well.
Nice.
Do you really think there are a whole lot of Young Gravy fans?
I know a lot of Young Gravy fans.
Who? Like, who are these people?
There are, like...
I want names and addresses of these people who might like Young Gravy. Go ahead, caller.
Matt?
Yeah?
I always thought that anything living has to have oxygen. How about a pump?
No pump on the list.
No error in there. Okay, thanks.
These fish have no oxygen. How are they living?
I don't know, that's a good question. Beta fish live without oxygen, though.
Well, it could, but it's goldfish we're looking at here.
Yes.
Goldfish need oxygen.
Correct.
All right, things associated with goldfish, 740-383-9944. Now, what are the answers we have again?
Fishbowl, swimming, and crackers.
There you go. Fishbowl, swimming, and crackers. So this is where we are. We want to help people out here. Want to send them to the fair. Want them to enjoy all the entertainment. You know, that is a diverse group of entertainment when you think about it. You got Third Eye Blind tonight. That's the big entertainment group. You've got Keith Sweat tomorrow. Apparently he's R&B type of music. You've got Young Gravy on Sunday night. That's for the losers. And then on Monday, you've got... that's loser night at the fair. And then on Monday, you've got Casting Crowns, which is for the more contemporary religious group. Yeah. So it's a very diverse group.
Well, yeah, there's music for everybody.
Music for everybody. There's many different types of music. I can't imagine anybody I know who... I've never even heard the name Young Gravy. I thought it was a comedian. Doesn't that sound like a comedian, a good name for a comedian, Young Gravy?
Yeah, actually it does.
I would say comedian. 740-383-9944. One thing left associated with a goldfish. Does anybody know what that one thing is? Not a tank, not crackers.
Not swimming either.
Not swimming. That was in there. One left to go. Things associated with goldfish. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. So how's your week been?
Busy.
You've cooked a lot of chickens this week.
I have.
How many chickens do you think you've cooked?
Probably close to 100.
Ooh. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say there's bubbles in the water from the fish.
No bubbles.
Breathing or whatever.
No bubbles. No, these fish don't breathe. No bubbles in the water. These fish just, we don't know really how they do what they do, but they don't breathe, and we're not going to question it. Go ahead, caller.
Matt, would it be the color of the fish? I know there's goldfish, it's all gold, and then different colors. Would it be the color?
No color on the list.
And how about the way their mouth goes, bloop, bloop? That's my wife's answer, bloop, bloop.
Nope, not on the list either.
Okay, thanks.
You're not going to make that noise when you say no?
No, bloop, bloop.
There you go. That's all you need. That's a fun Friday. 740-383-9944. Things associated with goldfish. 33 minutes past the hour here.
I think this last answer here is probably my favorite.
Now, where is it on the list? How do they run on the list?
Fishbowl is number one, swimming is number two, the one we're missing is number three, and crackers is number four.
Okay, so the one we're missing is number three. The one we're missing is fairly high on the list.
Yeah.
All right. And again, how we're going to do this, when we go through our winners, we're going to let you pick the concert you want to go to of the four. Go ahead, caller.
Flushing.
I'm sorry?
Flushing.
Flushing.
You always have to get rid of the goldfish after they die.
Gotta flush them.
Yeah, that's the one. Toilet flush.
It was the one?
Toilet funerals.
Oh, man. Flushing was on the list. My goodness.
Toilet funerals. Put the next caller in for the drawing, not me.
Next caller goes in. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so if you call in right now, we'll put another entry in for you for one of these concerts. So all you gotta do is call in. Be the fastest to... Dial us back, 340-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we'll put another entry in for you today when we do the ticket giveaways. All right, so how did that all run down, Matt?
So the category was things associated with goldfish, and the number one answer was fishbowl. Number two answer was swimming. The number three answer was toilet funerals. And the number four answer was crackers.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, do I give you my name?
Yeah, what's your name?
First name, Brandon.
All right. And what's your last name?
Hazelton, H-A-Z-E-L-T-O-N.
All right. Are you a new listener, Brandon?
Yes.
All right, but you're a devoted listener now. You never tune away, right?
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Brandon. Bye-bye.
All right.
You know, once you get them hooked, then they're here forever. Brandon Hazelton. How about that? Well, there you go. That's all you need. Is that one of your people? One of your Young Gravy fans? Go ahead, caller.
It might be. Who knows?
Oh, we lost whoever that. Well, if that was you, call us back. All right, next category.
Things people fear.
Things people fear. Well, four?
Six on this
one. Oh, six chances to get in. Things people fear. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things people fear. fear. Wow. Well, there's a lot of things that could be on that list.
That is true. There are lots of things.
It took a long time for you to agree with me on that one, but don't worry.
This is a just wide...
lay back. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say elevators.
Elevators.
No elevators on the list.
No elevators on the list. Things people fear. There are six of them. Things people fear. All right. Well, elevators are a big... I think it's a... fear of being... in. What is the fear? Claustrophobic. Go ahead, caller.
How about spiders?
Spiders is the number one answer.
All right, spiders. We got it. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, spiders, the number one answer on the list. Ticket time.
I'm not scared of spiders. I don't mind them.
Well, what about like a tarantula? You'd be scared of a tarantula.
I mean, if it's not trying to mess with me, I don't really care all that much.
Well, how do you know if it's going to mess with you or not? Well, send you a note or something? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say snakes.
Snakes
are number six.
All right, snakes. All right, so we got spiders and snakes. Sounds like Halloween. Things people are afraid of, right? Scared of.
Yep.
Yeah. 740-383-9944. Four answers still left on the list here. And we're going to be giving away these tickets right up through 1 o'clock this afternoon. You don't want to miss that for love nor money. My goodness. Go ahead, caller.
How about death?
Death.
Death is number three.
Oh, man. Death number three. Hey, how you doing this morning?
Oh, not too bad.
Now, you going to give some tickets away to somebody?
Yeah. I can't go.
Yeah. Who would you like to get tickets to give away to somebody? We got Third Eye Blind.
Well,
we've got
Young Gravy, I can tell you that.
It's not Young Gravy. No, I didn't think it would be Young Gravy. We got Young Gravy, Third Eye Blind, Keith Sweat, and Casting Crows.
Probably the first two you said. Which one?
What, Third Eye Blind and Keith Sweat?
Yeah.
All right, stick around. We're going to do these ticket drawings later on.
Okay.
Keep entering. The more entrants, the more chances you have to win. That's all you need. 740-383-9944. Things people are afraid of. What do we have?
So far, we have spiders at number one, death at number three, and snakes at number six.
Death at number three. Whew. People are more afraid of spiders than death.
Yeah.
Think about that in the long term. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say lightning.
Lightning.
No lightning on the list.
No lightning on the list today.
I think people are more scared of spiders than they are death because... like, I don't think anybody ever really, like, expects to die. Like, honestly, like, you understand that you die at some point, but I don't think anybody really expects to.
You know, somebody said that to me the other day, that they can't wrap their mind around death. And I thought, well, why would you?
How are you going to wrap your mind around?
Why would you even try to sit there, oh, I'm going to wrap my mind around that. You know, one day I'm going to be kicking off. 740-383-9944.
I think you could drive yourself crazy trying to wrap your head around.
Don't worry about it. It's going to come. You just don't want to be there when it happens. Exactly. That's all you have to do. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say flying.
Flying?
No flying on the list.
Oh, I thought that would be there. That's a big fear of a lot of people.
Yeah. I made the list. I thought that would be there, too.
Fear of aviation. Apparently not on the list here today.
Why are people scared to fly?
Because they're fearful of death. Crashes.
I think... airplanes are safer than just about everything else.
Yeah, but still, can you imagine if you're up there and you realize that it's going down? You got time to think about that now. Those aren't the last thoughts you want to have in life. Well, we're going to hit the side of this mountain. and there's nothing you can do about it. It's just a waiting game. I can see that from certain people. Go ahead, caller.
You wouldn't catch me on a plane.
Well, there you go. Now, what's your fear? Why wouldn't you get on a plane?
Well, probably I would crash forever, but I get on one. There it goes.
There it goes.
Going down, you know, I can't imagine those people crashing and what they're thinking when they're going down, though. You'd have to either get me drunk or knock me out.
You know, a lot of people go on dates with that same attitude. You got to get me drunk or knock me out. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, now let me see, what was I going to say?
We've thrown it totally off now. I'll tell you what you're thinking when you're about to fly into that mountain. I wish I hadn't got on this plane.
Oh, shots, needles, people are afraid of needles.
Oh, I should have put needles on the list. I'm afraid of needles. That makes... No needles!
Okay.
Oh, heaven forbid you ever become a diabetic.
I despise needles.
You have a fear of needles.
I do.
Well, that's interesting.
They just make me uncomfortable.
Really?
It's a super small metal straw that they're sticking into your skin. Yeah, it's super uncomfortable.
Well, but you stick a straw in your mouth.
Yeah, but it's not... Things aren't supposed to go into your skin.
Well, apparently needles are.
No.
I think they are. 740-383-9944 to keep you alive.
It's like we hauled out a thorn and just started stabbing people with
no,
it.
No, no. You inject medicine into that. Or take blood out. You know? It's fine.
Things I don't want to happen.
You don't want to take blood out?
No.
Well, sometimes you gotta look in your blood to see if there's anything floating around in there.
Yeah, I know.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's try guns.
No guns on the list.
No guns on the list. 740-383-9944. Who's going to get it? Fears is the category this morning. What are you afraid of? What do you have a fear of? 740-383-9944. And our big ticket giveaway later on will encompass Third Eye Blind, Casting Crows, Young Gravy, and Keith Sweat at the Ohio State Fair.
Casting Crowns.
Oh, Crowns. Did I say Crows?
Yes.
I did. Yeah, it's Crowns. Crowns. Is that a big band?
Yes, they're contemporary Christian. Yeah, they're fairly good.
Are they, like, good?
Yes, and they've been around for a lot of years.
Oh, okay, okay. Go ahead, caller.
Some people fear the dentist.
Dentist?
No dentist on the list.
No dentist on the list. My goodness. So what's coming up next hour, Pastor Craig? I know. Promo time. Promo time here. Yes, go right ahead. Purple Mike.
Next hour is going to be a lot of fun. In addition to the normal list of 12 or 13 things I have, I'm going to have a special guest here.
Oh, good.
At 11:30 to talk about one of the events that's happening this weekend.
Oh, so we have a guest next hour.
So I have a guest next hour.
This will be very good. Go ahead, caller.
Public speaking.
Public speaking.
No public speaking on the list.
Okay, no public speaking on the list. And I think we'll have a good time on the Exchange Club today.
We'll have a very good time on the Exchange Club. Now, you know, Matt, you were saying that many of your friends say you look like Young Gravy.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you that today, the hottest day of this summer, when you wore a flannel shirt, long sleeve, to the studio, by the end of the day, you're going to be looking more like Keith Sweat than you are Young Gravy.
It all plays. It all plays. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say people are afraid of getting cancer.
No cancer on the list.
No cancer on the list.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. What's the list? What do we got so far?
So far we have spiders, death, and snakes.
Spiders, death, and snakes. But there are three others, right?
There are three
okay.
others.
Okay, well, they're there. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz and let us know what your guess is. You can enter the competition as many times as you like. Third Eye Blind, I think, is your big name group tonight. Keith Sweat tomorrow, I think, is your R&B. Young Gravy is for people who just happen to be there that night. They're not really there for any particular purpose. And then on Monday, it's... Casting Crowns. Okay, there you go. Which is a very popular... what do you call that type of band?
It's actually called Contemporary Christian.
Contemporary Christian yes. music. Okay, that's good. What type of songs do they do?
They do, like, contemporary Christian
songs. I know, but is there, like, a title? Do we have a title for this group?
I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Go ahead, caller.
People are afraid of heights.
Heights.
Heights is number two.
All right. Heights is on the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Because we heard a whole list of Young Gravy songs
I'll
earlier.
I'll do the same thing. Hold on.
What was Young Gravy's song? Oops.
Oops was number five.
Yeah, wow.
He had a song, Mr. Hey. Clean, that propelled him to start him.
Mr. Clean,
was, his
Mr.
First
Clean
hit.
Was the first big
well,
one.
What is it about?
It's not good.
It's profane.
No.
It's just bad. Okay.
I just don't like Mr. Clean's just not a good song. I do like C'est La Vie though. C'est La Vie's a good song.
What's wrong with Mr. Clean?
It obviously isn't very clean.
Is it like negative?
No, it's just not good.
Well, I don't know what not good is. It you don't like the lyrics, you don't like the beat. What is it?
It's just I guess I don't really like
too much milk in that gravy.
It's just too slow.
Oh, it's a slow song. Okay.
The lyrics don't have, like... I just have a hard time listening to Young Gravy, seriously.
Altogether?
Altogether.
So you're not a fan of Young Gravy?
I like a couple of his songs, but most of his songs I'm not a fan of.
Okay. Well, we feel bad for Young Gravy, I guess.
No.
Isn't that a great dichotomy, see, though? Young Gravy's Sunday and Casting Crowns on Monday. Boy, that really tosses your crowds up there.
Yeah. It does.
They should. Yeah, that makes sense. They should.
Kind of mixes things up.
Variety is the spice of life.
That's right. I guess so.
So do we have the Casting Crowns song list?
Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, man.
So the top five that are on Spotify are Nobody, Who Am I, Just Be Held, Only Jesus, and Oh My Soul.
You know, I know somebody who's into this type of music pretty heavy. This contemporary Christian music, which I think's nice. I wouldn't give them a ticket, but, you know, it's nice that they're into it. Yeah. A lot of people are getting into that, which that's nice.
But you wouldn't give them a ticket.
No. I don't like them that much. You got to be a little nicer to get a ticket. Like, I mean, we have to be friendly with each other. You know, just I know they like it, and we're okay, but we're not friendly.
Yeah.
You know, friends count for a lot. Oh, you. Were you listening the other morning, Pastor Craig, when the conversation went down about abortion and issue one?
Yes, I was.
Did you understand what I was saying as we were going to break when I think the misinterpretation happened?
Yeah, I understood what you're saying. I understand where there could be some confusion, there could be some misunderstanding. Yes, I actually listened to that whole thing.
When I said I don't care what people do, I was talking about voting.
Right.
I don't care how you vote. That's not my job to tell you how to vote.
But some people got the impression you don't care about
abortion.
Right.
Yeah. Which was not, I didn't think we were talking directly about abortion, but, you know, you live, you learn, it's life, what can you do?
Right, exactly.
But maybe we'll talk more about that at noon. Heaven knows we're going to talk a little bit about Jason Aldean. I'm going to ask you, why did that strike a nerve with you on Friday night?
Because it's a big deal about nothing. It's people that are trying to manufacture something. There's nothing racist about the song.
Oh, you know, but see, that's the confusion that I have, and we'll discuss this more at noon, so you got to stick around for noon. See, I don't get that part of it. I just don't understand the song in general. I'm not sure what he's trying to say.
Well, I'll help you.
You're going to help me with that?
We're going to get you all cleared up on
that. Get me all cleared up during the noon hour. All right, well, we'll do that. Did you get any of that, Matt?
So after that, did you watch the video?
All right, well, we know all kinds of stuff now.
Got enough air, and I watched the video.
So at noon, you're going to have some kind of opinion on this.
Yeah.
And we do know that Jason Aldean played that night in Cincinnati in Ohio here. And also went to number 2 on the Billboard charts this week, so it worked for him. Whatever.
Best marketing he could ever have, and he didn't even launch the marketing.
So when we say something about nothing, I guess it worked for him.
Song's been out for 2 months.
There you go. Well, maybe that was what needed. I don't know. That's what's strange about it to me. Go ahead, caller.
Some people are afraid of water, especially if you can't swim.
Water.
No water on the list.
All right, no water on the list. This list is very difficult. Things people are afraid of. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things people are afraid of. Tickets to the Ohio State Fair we're going to be giving away here probably in the 12 o'clock hour. And we have a top 10 list. We've got all kinds of things. We got the big show tonight with the top 10 list. Maybe we'll give away tickets tonight because some of these concerts, we won't be giving away Third Eye Blind tonight because that is tonight. But tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, maybe we'll give away those tickets. You know? You there? Hello.
I was looking at my list.
I understand.
Matt, just signal me if you need me to cover for you. Like, you're not going to respond.
I need a more.
I'll step in.
It's kind of a show we're doing here, but don't mind that. Go ahead, caller.
How many more answers?
Two
answers left.
How about the boogeyman? Kids are afraid of the boogeyman.
No boogeyman, but that's a good one.
Boogeyman. No boogeyman on the list. Scary type of person.
Yeah.
Who is the boogeyman?
I I don't know.
I've never seen a picture or a depiction or anything.
There's one depiction that I know of, and it's Oogie Boogie in
Boogie.
Yeah, in Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh well, I must have missed that movie. Oogie Boogie.
It's popular.
Is that one of Young Gravy's movies?
Yeah.
So somebody did tell you look like Young Gravy.
Not some. I've had like at least five people.
Five people. My God. See, I don't see it. I mean, you both have blonde hair. You know, I don't know.
I mean, that's what I said. I think it's just because we both are tall and have curly hair.
Yeah, and maybe the beard thing going on. You think? Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that look like you?
I
don't know. Maybe I'm just not seeing it.
I can't grow facial hair like that, so...
Go ahead, caller.
I'm jealous.
How about the law or the police? This day and age, they kill you.
Oh, there you go. The police.
Oh, okay. No police on the list.
Okay. Well, there you are. And this is why we have controversies. That's all you need to know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Man, I can hardly wait for noon now, because I think it's a fascinating conversation to have. I do. I think it's so interesting that this song has been out for 3 months, and now it's propelled it to number two on the charts because of all the controversy, which I guess controversy does create cash, which is what they say. So there you go. 740-383-9944. Things people are afraid of. Two answers left on the list. Is anybody going to get them in the next 8 minutes? What do you think?
I mean, they're pretty easy ones.
We got new listeners out there listening. We've got Miranda. We've got Wendy. Wendy, I haven't heard from Wendy. I don't know if Wendy can call in. She might be at work right now. But Wendy, we thank you for listening out there. We know Mary's out there. And we know that Brandon Hazelton is out there, although he has not taken a guess. Brandon, guess. We want a guess out of you. Go ahead, caller.
People are afraid of fires.
Fires?
No fires on the list.
Oh, no fires on the list. My goodness. I'm trying to think if there's anything I have a big fear of. I don't think so. There's got to be something, I'm sure, though. All right, go ahead, caller.
Clowns.
Clowns!
No clowns on the list.
Thank you, Brandon.
All right, thanks.
All right, clowns. Ask and ye shall receive.
It was a really good guess, too.
It was a good guess. He shouldn't have held that one back. Okay, what about you, Miranda? Let's see if you can call in and give an answer here. We haven't heard from her in a while. 740-383-9944. She called in earlier, and what'd she guess? Crackers? Yep. I think she guessed crackers.
She guessed crackers.
All right, 740-383-9944. Don't hold back. If you want to get a ticket, you got to win. Go ahead, caller.
I don't have one, but I have one for you.
Oh, for me? That I'm afraid of?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
You're afraid of getting married.
That's more, yeah. Well, I don't know if that's a fear, but it's a choice.
It's
not, it's not a fear.
You have one more you have to answer? Or?
Two more, right?
Two more.
Yeah, what do you got? I got a fear of taking phone calls. Go ahead, caller. Well, apparently that was that. I don't think it's a fear of getting married. No, Pastor, it's not a fear. No. It's more of a conscious decision not to put yourself through agony.
I'll perform the ceremony for free.
Will you do that? It'll be a freebie. I think it's a bad idea. That's all I'm saying. You know? It's like, I don't want to walk down a dark alley. Now, I'm not fearful of walking down a dark alley. I just think it's not a good idea. And that's what I feel about marriage. I'm not fearful of it. It's just not a good idea for me. A dark alley. I equate marriage to a dark alley. And most people should as well. Because I've seen some of these people go down some awfully dark alleys that they shouldn't have gone down. Go ahead, caller.
Fear of failure.
Failure.
No failure on the list.
Oh, no.
Oh, I failed.
I know, you failed. Darn. No fear of failure. No, thank goodness nobody's died. Fear of failure not on the list, although that's a common one. Yeah. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, tickets to the Ohio State Fair, 55 minutes past the hour. We've got a lot of good entrants in here. Judy, Ted, Ryan, Miranda, Brandon, Lee. We're going to have drawings. We're going to have winners today, but... You know, this category. It's a little tough.
I think this category would be better named Things Kids Fear.
Kids Fear?
Yeah. I think it makes more sense that way.
Okay. Because?
They're just generic fears, in my opinion.
What's a generic fear and a real fear?
Fears you can, like, grow
What's
out
like
of?
A generic and a name brand fear? What's a name brand fear versus a generic fear? If I'm in the grocery store, which is the real fear and which is the generic fear?
Generic, just, like, overdone. Like, so many people have these. Like,
well, isn't that the point of the category here, that so many people have the fears?
Yeah, but it's more so, like, these, I feel like, well, at least the two that we have now, like, or that are left, I feel like those are more kid fears. Especially that one.
Well, what are the ones we have for maybe people just tuning in?
So far, the ones we have are spiders, heights, death, and snakes.
Spiders, heights, death, and snakes. All right, two more fears. 740-383-9944. 3 minutes left in this particular hour. Pastor Craig coming up next hour. He's got a guest with him. Going to tell you what's going on in Marion and the surrounding areas. And then the Exchange Club at noon. We'll do some trivia. We've got a top 10 list. We've got topics to cover. We're going to do drawings. It's going to be a whole thing at noon.
It'll be great.
Busy, busy hour. All right. Let's go to the phones here and see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
How about the dark?
The dark.
The dark is number 4.
You got it. The dark is number 4. One answer left. What is our final? Are we going to get it in the next 3 minutes? 740-383-9944. Things people are afraid of.
It'll be nice. You think we'll get it, Scott?
I don't know. The clock's ticking. 3 minutes left to go. Now, what do we got?
So far, we have spiders, height, death, the dark, and snakes.
There you go. 740-383-9944. One fear left. What is it? Who's going to be the smart person who slides in with 2 minutes left to go and gets that one fear that we've got kind of dangling? Generic fear, though, right?
I think so.
These aren't your name brand fears. These aren't like your Oreos. These are more of your store brand fears. Right? I'm just trying to help this along. I think Young Gravy should do a song. Generic fears.
Young, I think you should send him that idea. He'd probably take it.
Well, I'm sure he'd answer the phone. Nobody else is calling him. I know that's for sure. Who cares? Do you know Young Gravy, Pastor Greg?
No, I do not.
No, but you had no. When I said that, honestly, I still think he's a comedian.
Well, that's what my first thought was. It was a comedy act.
I would say Young Gravy. And apparently he's got somebody opening up with him on Sunday, because heaven knows you'd need help. If you were him, I would get... Now, Keith Sweat has genuine with him tomorrow night.
But with a name like Young Gravy, I should have known it was a rapper, because, you know, Jelly Roll, okay? You know, rappers have those kinds of names.
Oh, Jelly Roll was last year at the fair. Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Jelly Roll's different, though.
BBNO dollar sign. What's that?
Jelly Roll's like a whole bunch of genres. Rap, right. Rock, country.
He does
like gospel music.
Right,
sometimes.
But he started out as rap, and he's branched out into the other things.
He's good. Yeah. I like Jelly Roll.
What's BBNO dollar sign? That's who's opening up for Young Gravy.
BBNO dollar sign?
You got it. BBNO dollar sign.
I have no
It must be a rapper.
Yeah, some other rapper.
If we needed to make that concert any more complicated than it already was. I don't think we needed to do that. All right, we can get one more guess in here. Fears, fears. Now remember, we're not going off the air. Pastor Craig's coming up next, and we'll be back at 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock, doing the Exchange Club, and a whole lot to talk about, a top 10 list. These tickets are going to be given away. Man alive, do we got a lot on the slate here today at WGH Talk. Go ahead, caller.
Strangers!
No strangers on the
list. Oh, darn it. Close. Straight. We still got time to take one more call, maybe. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Don't go away. Pastor Craig coming up next with all kinds of good stuff, a guest, and some stuff going on in Marion. Exchange Club, more ticket giveaways. We want to give away tickets, so don't go away. Now, we'll be right back.
You'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy, is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but...
I can tell.
I wasn't even sure how to word it.
When the way your arms got going, I figured.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.